I'm delighted to say that my returning guest in the Suzy studio this Thursday afternoon is Ian Burks, who's the CEO of the newly rebranded East Surrey YMCA here in Red Hill and Reigate. Ian, it's lovely to see you. Welcome back to Suzy 103.4.
Well, thanks, David, for inviting me back. I enjoyed myself last time, and it's good to be here again.
How are things going at the YMCA on both sites?
Busy, very busy as ever. It's just Easter holidays just finished, and although I was actually on leave, I know it was very busy with holiday play schemes, because at Prince's Road we do a lot of activities for working families, and also at the Sovereign, of course, we have a programme of short breaks for children with disability, and that was in full swing through the Easter holidays.
That must be incredibly satisfying work for the participants.
I think there's certainly a real need for it. A lot of these families need that extra support, a little bit of time where they can spend time with their other children, with each other, and give their children a chance to be somewhere that's safe and stimulating.
Karen Phillips was here from the Children's Trust a few weeks back. I asked her, do your staff find it difficult to leave that aspect of the job behind? Is there a lot of emotional investment?
I think we have got some fantastic people working at the YMCA, and they certainly put their heart and soul into that work, and I know they do get attached to the children, yeah.
Brilliant. And anything else going particularly well in the current climate?
Lots of activity. We've now got a new move-on scheme, a new housing move-on scheme, so that young people who we house at Hillbrook House, which is our supported housing scheme, when they end that period of time there, they can move on to sort of semi-independent living in a move-on scheme. So that's been really exciting. That's a new project over the last year. Plus, we're doing a lot more work now with youth work, and we have detached youth workers now out in the streets in Reigate and Banstead and in Mole Valley, working with young people who might be at risk of offending, or at risk of perhaps not being able to get into employment or training.
Stuart was talking to us about that when he came in before Christmas. Were you well supported at the Brighton Marathon?
We were, yeah. We had a team of people went down there to run the Brighton Marathon. It was a beautiful day. We had our housing manager, Adam Brooks, who only decided to run it a couple of months before the event. He went down there and he completed it in, I think, 5 hours 20. But he did amazingly well, considering the lack of training that he'd put into it.
And do you get people to come and run on your behalf from outside the organisation?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Brighton Marathon is one of a number of events that we use to try and raise money for YMCA projects. And this year, in particular, we are looking to raise money for a new project, something called the Inclusive Sports Facility.
Tell us just a bit about that.
Well, it's on our site in Prince's Road. We've got planning permission. We need to raise a lot of money, 1.9 million. And it's going to be a totally accessible, inclusive sports facility where we can develop all our disability sport and also our exercise for people with long-term health conditions. So we've been doing a lot of that sort of work, but we really need a purpose-built centre where we can develop it and meet the demands that we're currently facing.
So 1.9 million is the target. How is the fun run next month going to contribute to that? And what are the logistics for the 3rd of May?
Fun run, yeah. Well, that's, I can't believe it. That is the 16th time that we are going to be running this event. When I first moved into Reigate, we set it up in 2000, and it's been going for 15 years. We think we'll probably have about 1,500 people running, and out of that, possibly 800 children doing a number of one-mile races. We usually raise a few thousand pounds from that event, but it's not just about raising money. It's also about getting kids active, getting the population active, encouraging people to take up an active lifestyle, which is a big part of what the YMCA stands for. It's really exciting. It's on the 3rd of May in Priory Park, and we're working in partnership with the Reigate and Banstead Borough Council, who will be helping us with a sports festival on the same day in the park. So it's a really exciting event for the whole family to come and enjoy.
So there'll be stuff going on by way of stalls and organisations?
I think normally there's about 35 sports represented. All the local sports clubs come into the park and offer taster sessions for children and adults to give them a chance to try out all sorts of weird and wonderful sports. And of course also we've got our run, which is a 5 mile race for adults and a 1 mile for children.
And it's the middle day of a bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, which is good for some people. Other people obviously go away, but usually it's a nice fun. Because we have a lot of staff who volunteer, it's quite nice that they can have the Monday off, or some of them can if they're not working in our fitness facility.
Well, that's the fun run, the next big thing on Sunday the 3rd of May in Priory Park. What about your cycling events this year, Ian?
Yeah, we've got lots of cycling as ever. We always do some long cycle rides. This year we've got one to Mont Ventoux, which you might have heard of, which is a mountain near Avignon, quite a famous mountain from the Tour de France. And we've got a team of people, I think it's about 35 local people, who are cycling from Red Hill YMCA all the way to Mont Ventoux. It's about 800 miles, raising money for our new inclusive sports facility. I mean, we are blessed really with some fantastic support. I've got to tell you about one guy in particular. He's not actually doing a cycling event, but he's a chap called Steve Murphy. And last year, or was it the year before, he ran all the way from Land's End to John O'Groats in 20 days, running 50 miles a day. Nobody thought he would be able to do it. He went up there and he just did it. He's got this really determined streak, and he raised a lot of money for the YMCA. And this year, he's planning to enter the Atlantic rowing event. He's already bought himself a boat, and he's going to be rowing from this side of the Atlantic to the other side in December to raise money for the YMCA. So we have got some amazing people who support us.
And is he local?
He is, yeah. He's Steve Murphy. He lives in Reigate, in Ray Lane in Reigate.
Well, perhaps on our behalf, you'd like to invite him in for a tea break.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that would be good. I will do that.
It would be fascinating to hear all about that. They refer to Mont Ventoux just as the mountain, don't they,
I think? They do. And, I mean, it's famous because of, as you probably know, Tommy Simpson, who unfortunately, in 1968, died just metres from the top.
Yeah. Tell us about the Red Hill to Bruges, fairly briefly, if you will, Ian.
Red Hill to Bruges, we're doing it over one day or 3 days, and that's taking place in June. And that's a really exciting ride, and one of the nice things about that is it's flat. So it's not too strenuous.
Yes, I've never been to Bruges, but I've been to Ypres many times, and you're absolutely right. It's a flat part of the world. So Bruges, and then Red Hill all the way to Mont Ventoux on the bikes. And what about Hadrian's Wall?
That's on foot. What we're doing there is 84 miles from the Cumbrian coast across to Newcastle, and we're doing that in 4 days. So we've got people walking or jogging very slowly. And that, I think, is going to be another exciting event, and hopefully we'll raise some money from that too.
Wonderful part of the world to be walking in as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And we've still got places on that. We're going on the 22nd of June. It's on 4 days. So if anybody's interested, if they want to contact the YMCA or go to our website, they can get more information on that.
10 minutes flies. We'll talk about those contact details in just a moment, Ian, but you're abseiling too.
Yeah, well, I'm not personally, but there are some people who are going to be abseiling down the Spinnaker Tower in Portsmouth later on in the summer. And that's a new event that we've not actually laid on before, and it's been very popular. I think that one's also full up.
Staggeringly good-looking building, too. You're full up
Isn't
for that
it?
Already?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very full programme. As we said, we're looking forward to the fun run, Priory Park and the Festival of Sport, on Sunday the 3rd of next month. Let's cut to the chase. Tell us about your contact numbers now, Ian.
Well, you can get in touch with the Y at Prince's Road on 01737 779979, and our website is www.ymcaeastsurrey.org.uk.
Anything else you'd like to mention while you're on the radio?
It'd be nice just to put in a thank you to all the people who work and volunteer at the Y, because they do work extremely hard, and they make a real difference to local families and people, and And I'm really grateful for what they put into the work.
Ian Burks, CEO of the East Surrey YMCA, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you once more as our guest on the Susie Radio Tea Break.
Thank you very much.